Needs to fall further before he can bring in any meaningful cut. A number of backbenchers disagree, including former Prime Minister Liz Truss, who's speaking at a fringe event just before Jeremy Hunt addresses the conference in Manchester today. Ex-Brexit Secretary David Davis gave us his view.
I am with those who believe that a moderate tax cut, a modest tax cut, is possible this year. Not a huge tax cut, but a carefully thought through, modest tax cut's going to have a big impact. I mean, I would do something like maybe a change in income tax.
The government is again urging unions to end what it's calling relentless strike action in England, insisting doctors have received a fair pay rise. But the British Medical Association says ministers aren't acting reasonably. Junior medics and consultants have begun 3 days of joint walkouts. Charlotte Bauer, a matron at an emergency department at the Royal Berkshire Hospital, says it's challenging.
We're seeing our busiest probably September ever, and going into winter, it is worrying. If the strikes continue, the fatigue on our staff and the impact that this could eventually have on patient care and morale is worrying.
A man in his 60s has been bailed over the felling of the world-famous Sycamore Gap tree in Northumberland last week. A 16-year-old boy arrested in connection with the incident is also out on bail. Dozens of celebrities have signed an open letter calling on the government to provide free lunches for all primary school children in England. Ed Sheeran, Kate Winslet and Olivia Colman are among those backing the National Education Union's campaign. The boss of John Lewis has announced she's stepping down. Dame Sharon White will leave at the start of 2025. When her five-year term ends after the company posted huge losses. And for the first time, the most senior judge in England and Wales is now a woman. Dame Sue Carr, who was sworn in this morning, is the 98th Chief Justice. That's the latest. I'm Tom Howergham.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, 22 degrees, light rain showers and light winds as well. You'll get the best of sunshine around about 4 o'clock. You might get a little bit through the clouds. And then you've got about 50 or 60% chance around about 7 or 8 o'clock this evening of some rain overnight there. Possibly we'll see some rain as well, going down to about 15 degrees. And then tomorrow we'll be bright and about 18 degrees, so bright and a little bit poking through the clouds as well. So cloudy and sunny tomorrow at 18 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, there was a hornet in the garden at the weekend, which was on a glass of drink. There's a picture, and sent it to a friend, and they said that it needed to get in contact with the local council to let them know, because apparently these hornets, they kill off the bees. They kill off the bees. I thought it was a wasp. I didn't realise. But they kill off the bees, apparently, so you've got to let people know. Now, we're going to do Health Watch. I haven't done the voiceover. I was going to go, Health Watch, 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 which is a nice bit of echo. But no, I woke up this morning, I felt nauseous this morning when I woke up, and it's still there. So I don't know whether what I've eaten yesterday is kind of not digested properly, because I do have a bit of acid reflux. And yeah, I felt quite sick this morning. I came in, I feel all right now. I'm just going to have some water, but my throat's a bit sore. It must be where I've had sort of acid coming up in my throat or something, you know. A lot of people are on Lansoprazole or... I don't know. And, you know, I was trying to cut down on them, and my doctor said, oh no, don't cut down because it's bad for you. But I've been on them for about 10 years, and you're only meant to be on them a couple of months. And I think loads of people are in the same boat. So I might see if I can get a digestive. That's what, oh, not what I meant. I meant to speak to. It would be good to speak to somebody that deals in digestion, you know, a doctor or something that can tell us about. Because I do follow somebody on TikTok who is a doctor, and they talk about, you know, antacids. And I know loads of people out there take them and get them prescribed by the doctors and other things that you can do, because they can affect, when you take these tablets, they can affect your bone density and things like that. and also cause sometimes the problem to be to actually give you acid reflux. But it's my own fault. I mean, if I didn't take the tablets, I wouldn't be able to drink alcohol. I wouldn't be able to have chocolate. I wouldn't be able to have crisps. I wouldn't be able to have fats, anything spicy, like curries. I wouldn't be able to have any of those things at all. That would be it. And really, that's probably what my body is saying. Don't give me any of that food. And I didn't even have a curry yesterday. I had a really nice, what did I have yesterday? It was a cottage pie with loads of vegetables, which was gorgeous. Lovely, like cabbage and peas and broccoli. Very, very nice. Oh, and then I did have a little bit of pavlova, but only a little bit. I don't have to explain myself to you. Shall we have some new music? Let's kick it off with some new music, and then we shall be back in a little while with the updates from Billy Brown about his... I was about to say his pigs. His cats, Sharky and Splodge. What's wrong with me today? They're not pigs. Oh, but if they were, I love those little teacup pigs. Aren't they gorgeous? You've heard stories, though, of people buying teacup pigs only for within a year to end up with like a 20-stone beast. Mm. Here's Darren Parry. This is called Outside Looking In. Independent music at its best.
It's a good day. Do my way. Cause I'm always heading well for the shade. Stepping out until the sun's rays and let it shine. Well, it's time. Don't wanna be outside looking in, coming up and spreading my wings. Outside looking in, watch me now and let it begin. I can be my own worst, well, enemy. Put myself in a box, but now I'm breaking free. Rising up from the shadows, I'm a prisoner no more. No more chains, no more chains. Don't wanna be outside looking in. Wanna have a taste of everything. Outside looking in. Watch me now and let it begin.
I'm thinking of drinking, so I sit in bed and I just close.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare. Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10am to 2:30pm at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers and training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit brentwoodjobsfair.eventbrite.co.uk.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Phoenix FM.
To life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're fortune teller's right. Should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. It's crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn.
is Paramore there with A Plain God. Great track. Oh, I've been back from Greece for over 2 weeks now. Just thought I'd let you know that. Yeah, it's... I mean, it's still going on there, you know. They're having a great time. I was having a look at some of the places that I went to, and they were having music and everything, and I was like, But it'll be starting to get... The weather now will be taking a little bit of a dip. But the season goes on, I think, till the mid-October, end of October now, or sort of mid-October. And it can actually snow in some of these Greek islands. So I didn't really think, I thought they're quite mild winters, but apparently they don't. I'm not looking forward. Oh, I wonder if we're going to get a bad winter this year. You know, I like snow because it looks pretty. I like it when you go, oh, it's lovely. And you get walk in that fresh snow. Wait, I don't know if your feet make that noise, mind you. And you walk in the fresh snow, you're like, oh, this is lovely, life is wonderful. And then you start slipping and sliding about 2 days later because everything's got compacted. And that's the bit I hate. And that's the bit I worry about out in the Brentwood Centre as well, because it can get very, very, because when it's like that and people have walked everywhere, you just get ice and you get frightened for your life. I don't like it personally. I don't like walking on snow. Fresh snow is good because that makes you feel, ah, the hills are alive. I don't know why I'm singing that song, but you feel a bit more like free and one with nature. But it's not the same when there's been loads of people walking over the same spot as you. Anyway, I think it is time. Hopefully we're going to manage to do this today. This is Billy Brown, and this is The Adventures of Sharky and Splodge.
And hello, this is Billy Brown and The Adventures of Sharky and Splodge on Monday. The weekend was fairly quiet. Saturday they didn't go out. I had a gig for the film preview, of which I have a song in that film, The Vegan Vampires from Zorg. Ooh. And then played a gig there as well. Sunday was fairly uneventful. We went out. He popped back several times. And he didn't show for about 4 hours. I can't remember why, but there was a reason. But anyway, he came back about one-ish or two, something like that, which was absolutely fine. And today I have a day off, so they're not out, and they've all been very lovely. And he's been particularly cuddly, which has been very nice to have. And she's asleep on a bed somewhere. And that's pretty much it. And tomorrow we shall be back out. So meanwhile, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM, and it doesn't get better than that.
Oh, congratulations on the film, Billy. He's got his music in a film. Vegan Vampires. Wow.
Tonight, I just want to take you away. Throw your arms up in the sky. Let's set this party on fire.
Players!
Keep up.
Why you mad? fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up,
players only.
Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air.
Head to toe so clear.
Look out. Everywhere I go, they be like,
when I was last in Brighton, I bought some CDs. There was quite a few record shops that I was walking around to, and with a friend, and I bought a CD. I bought three, actually, and I bought this one. I bought the Best of the Police, and I loved it, because my Mini has a CD player. And my friend sent me, Lynn sent me a CD, which I haven't played yet, which I'm going to have to get into the Mini, well, and play, because that's the only way I can play CDs now. But yeah, I loved it. I like the Police. Coming up, we've got the track of the week is next, and that is by Broken Bear. Broken Bear. I sound like a bear at the moment. If they're listening out there, you do apologise. I've got a little bit of a gruff voice today. So here is the track of the week. This is Broken Bear and a track called I Cannot Lie. We'll hear that more during the week. Here's Sophie Ellis-Bextor. This is Crime.
Spreads like a bacteria. The lonely days are out.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen and landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I haven't heard this track for ages and I loved it when it came out. I think it's about 20 years old. This is Nerd with She Wants to Move. Good. That's Pharrell there. And that's way before Happy and all those tracks. What a star. Love it. Right, I think we'll have a little bit more independent music again. Let's have a bit of the JoJo Man Band. Big fan of the JoJo Man Band. That is Nick, always coming out with loads of great tracks. And this one is called I'm a Man. It's brilliant, isn't it? That's the JoJo Man Band with I'm a Man. I'm not. Here is a classic. This is Susan Vega with Luca. I'll be back with some traffic and travel. And I'll try and find a little funny story to keep you amused as well. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch between 10 and 1 weekdays on Phoenix FM.
upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before.
As fresh as it did. That is Suzanne Vega with Luca. It's a brilliant album if you want to check out Susan Vega. If you've not heard of her before, I think she was out in the... might have been in the 80s, that track, Susan Vega, with Luca. But she had an album, and I'm just trying to remember the album. If you're out there, you're probably going, oh, I know it. It had Tom's Diner on it, and I'm just trying to think of the... So Suzanne Vega, Tom's Diner album. I can't remember what it's called. Taste. Is it Taste? No, no, no. Is that right? Taste This? Oh, I don't know. What's... Oh. Tom's Diner. We haven't got that. Tom's... I think it's called Tom's Album, is it? Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to... Why can't I find it? It should be there just straight away. It's like... I don't think it's called Taste This. Don't think it is. I'm going to have a look again. That's wrong. That's not right. Let's have a look at...
I absolutely love some stories. Local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Right, so we kick off first with this news, which is unbelievable. Teachers want to wear stab vests. What's happening in the UK? And body cams to protect themselves from violent pupils. 40% of staff have said they've witnessed physical assaults in schools. And we've only to look to America to see what happens there. Back in the day, I did see kids trying to fight teachers, even when I was at school. But I think one of the PE teachers jumped in, and that was the end of that. And that was the only time I ever saw it. And it wasn't really a fight. It was somebody losing, you know, they lost control, basically. The pupil lost control of their emotions. Went on to be a very, very famous football player. Anyway, that's besides the point. I think that's very sad. I mean, anybody that does teaching, teaches, in my opinion, you should be paid an absolute fortune. And because I don't think I know anybody who'd want to go into teaching. Why would you? I mean, really. And the thing is, because you're getting that violence now in some schools, not all schools, in some schools, it's a worry, isn't it? That you've got, you want to, thinking about having a stab vest, because you know it'll be soon. I don't know if they've got them in London. It'll be the metal detectors. I don't know if they've actually got those at the moment. I don't know. Just having another little look in the papers as well. Chelsea on Sea, you've got, they want a place, Burnham Market. They want to, the residents of Burnham, they want to stop people from flocking to the Norfolk area because it's really expensive. I know loads of people are moving to Norfolk at the moment and people buying second homes because it's gone now. It's absolutely massively busy. And people said that they, you know, they don't want it. They don't want people buying their second homes because it means that people who live there can't buy a house. But the people that come in as tourists are obviously supporting the local community. So it's a little bit difficult, isn't it? It's a bit difficult. You can't... I think we can pull back. I mean, we should have done that maybe in London because most of London's... Londoners can't afford to live there, can they? What else is in the papers? I'm trying to see if there's something... Oh, I don't know. There's something funny... I wanted something funny to talk about. There's nothing. There's not... No. Oh, dear. No. Oh, dear. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I just want to see something. What's this Liam Payne scene for the first time since Hospital Dash? He's looking very handsome. I don't know what that's all about, but never mind. And the shocking moment, a neighbour from hell torches the fuse box in her neighbour's garden by the looks of it. Wow, there's some very strange people about, isn't there? I was trying to find a funny story. There might be something I can find funny, but I mean, you might have to wait for it. I'll type in funny story news. We'll see if there's anything comes up. Sometimes you get things like weird news. France grapples with bed bug infestation. That's not really funny, is it? No. Halloween pumpkins will be bigger than normal due to the wet summer. So there we go. You can get some massive pumpkins. There we go. Lovely. What a lovely story to end on. So that was just a little quick delve into the news being, you know, not being too serious. Just kind of, you know, keeping it real. Talking of pumpkins, shall we have the ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead? Is XTC. I just said the word ear is XTC.
Stop. sharing for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.